KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. Class 2A first-round play, third-ranked Trainer used a 14-0 fourth-quarter run to take control as they post a 61-53 victory over North Cedar. Trey Robinson scored 15 of his game-high 19 points in the second half of that game for the Cardinals.
We kind of got the nerves out, and through the first three quarters, we could kind of see what they were doing a little bit. And, I mean, we saw they kind of like to guard the high posts with their middleman, so we thought we could have a nice size down there a little bit, get a nice high-low going there, and then just running, rebounding and running. Because we knew if they could make shots, we have to take out of bounds. They're pretty hard to get past half court with. So if we got the rebounds on one shot, just get out and run, see what we can do down there.
Trainer held North Cedar scoreless for a 7-minute stretch in that fourth quarter as Trainer advances. They'll play West Fork in the 2A semifinals. West Fork, a 71-54 winner over West Marshall in 2A first-round tournament play yesterday. In 3A first-round tournament play yesterday, Harlan advanced with a 64-44 win over Humboldt as Trey Landsman had a big game for the Cyclones with 20 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 block shots, a triple-double yesterday. Nathan Cave had 16 points. Adam Jewell scored 15 as Harlan jumped out to a 34-15 halftime lead and was able to coast from there as they held Humboldt to just 27% from the floor in that contest. Next up for Harlan will be a rematch with Wallert. Those two played a memorable championship game a few years back. It'll be Wallert advancing with an 81-59 win over Sheraton in the first round yesterday. The other semifinal in 3A has Central Clinton battling Waverly Shellrock. Both were winners yesterday. Central Clinton beating MOC Floyd Valley 69-67. Waverly Shellrock dumped Grinnell 67-58. Four games in the first round today at the state tournament. It's 4A boys action. Iowa City West plays Southeast Polk this afternoon, followed by Bettendorf and Urbandale. Then tonight it's Dubuque Senior facing West Des Moines Valley and Sioux City North playing Cedar Rapids Kennedy before they get into the semifinals tomorrow. Well, Gonzaga, Mount St. Mary's, Milwaukee, and North Dakota State are the latest teams to earn automatic berths in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Gonzaga claimed its 13th West Coast Conference title as Sam Dower Jr. delivered 20 points and 13 rebounds in a 75-64 win against BYU. Rashad Wack scored 20 points, and Julian Norfleet had 17 as Mount St. Mary's earned an 88-71 win over Robert Morris in the Northeast Conference title game. Senior forward Kyle Kelm had 20 points and 9 rebounds as Milwaukee posts a 69-63 win over Wright State for the Horizon League tournament title. And Taylor Braun capped his 15-point night by converting a 3-point play with 12 seconds left as North Dakota State downed Indiana Purdue Fort Wayne 60-57 to win the Summit League championship. Iowa is likely just days away from its first NCAA tournament berth in 8 years, but that's about the last thing on the mind of its fan base. They're wondering what happened to their beloved Hawkeyes. Iowa finished the regular season in a free fall that hardly anyone saw coming. The Hawkeyes have lost 5 of their last 6 games. It all happened after a postponement at Indiana altered their schedule, and they closed with a brutal home loss to Illinois 66-63 Saturday night. The Hawkeyes, who were once a trendy pick for a long run through the postseason, now hope to start fresh Thursday night against Northwestern in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament. We'll have that game tomorrow night for you live here on the radio. 7 o'clock is the start of the pregame, Iowa facing Northwestern. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey has some other things on his mind as well, as McCaffrey says his 13-year-old son has a thyroid tumor. McCaffrey says he learned of his son Patrick's condition last week. A biopsy was performed on Monday, and surgery has been scheduled for next week at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. That's one day before Patrick's 14th birthday. The tumor has not been diagnosed as cancerous, and McCaffrey says a further course of action will be determined once that mass is removed. McCaffrey and his wife Margaret have 3 sons and a daughter. Well, a few schools are suddenly in the market for new basketball coaches. Bowling Green fired men's basketball coach Lewis Orr after going 101-121 over 7 seasons, including a 12-20 mark this season. UNC Wilmington has fired basketball coach Buzz Peterson and promoted assistant Eddie Bidenbach to interim head coach. Peterson went 42-82 in 4 seasons with the Seahawks, never finishing above .500. Tennessee State has fired men's basketball coach Travis Williams after only 2 seasons and a 23-40 record. The team went 5-25 this year after going 18-15 in Williams' first season at the school. In NBA action last night, Indiana beat Boston 94-83. It was Detroit over Sacramento by 10, 99-89. Oklahoma City beat Houston 106-98. Minnesota down Milwaukee 112-101. Memphis over Portland 109-99. San Antonio beat Chicago 104-96. Golden State over Dallas 108-85. In the National Hockey League last night, it was Columbus over Detroit 4-1, Nashville 4-1 over Buffalo, New Jersey beat Philadelphia 2-1, Carolina over the New York Rangers 3-1, Phoenix beat Florida 3-1, it was Pittsburgh over Washington 2-0, Dallas beat St. Louis in overtime 3-2, Edmonton over Minnesota in a shootout 4-3, and San Jose beat Toronto 6-2. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving in my car, beep beep, obeying the law, sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute, here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Atlantic Collision Center, 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Well, the Chiefs were quiet on the opening day of free agency, even as several players who were instrumental in their turnaround found big deals elsewhere. The Falcons agreed to five-year contracts with defensive tackle Tyson Jackson and offensive guard John Osemoah. Both of them were draft picks of former Chiefs general manager Scott Pioli, who has since joined the front office in Atlanta. Meanwhile, Pro Bowl left tackle Brandon Albert agreed to a five-year deal with the Dolphins. Pro Bowl punt returner Dexter McCluster was headed to the Titans, and offensive lineman Jeff Schwartz agreed to terms with the New York Giants. The only move Kansas City made was to re-sign defensive back and special team star Hussein Abdullah. The Chiefs had earlier re-signed linebacker Frank Zombo. Well, the NFL free agency signing period began yesterday, and the Dallas Cowboys made room under the salary cap by releasing DeMarcus Ware. The franchise sack leader was due to make $16 million this year, his 10th in the NFL. Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones said he will attempt to re-sign Ware, who had a career-low 6 sacks last season and is recovering from off-season elbow surgery. The Chicago Bears have released 8-time Pro Bowl defensive end Julius Peppers, eliminating an $18 million salary cap hit. Peppers finished with just 7 sacks, his lowest total in 4 seasons with Chicago, and the fewest for him since he had a career-low 2.5 with Carolina in 2007. Jonathan Martin, the offensive tackle at the center of the Miami Dolphins' bullying scandal, has been traded to the San Francisco 49ers for an undisclosed draft pick. Martin's move across country brings him back to the Bay Area to be reunited with his former Stanford coach, Jim Harbaugh. The 49ers have released cornerback Carlos Rogers after 3 seasons. The Niners also have agreed to acquire quarterback Blaine Gabbert from the Jacksonville Jaguars for a 6th-round draft pick. And veteran place kicker Phil Dawson received a new 2-year contract after a sensational first season in San Francisco. The Browns have agreed to terms with strong safety Dante Whitner and reportedly have struck a deal with inside linebacker Carlos Dansby. The Indianapolis Colts have re-signed kicker Adam Vinatieri just hours before he was to become an unrestricted free agent. The Atlanta Falcons have agreed to terms on a new 3-year contract with defensive tackle Jonathan Babineau, who had 49 tackles, 2 fumble recoveries, a sack, and a forced fumble last season. The Falcons also released former Pro Bowl safety Thomas Decude. A person familiar with negotiations says the Detroit Lions and running back Joique Bell have agreed to a $9.3 million 3-year contract. Also, Lions wide receiver Kevin Ogletree has agreed to a 1-year deal. The Oakland Raiders agreed to a 5-year deal with offensive lineman Roger Saffold, and they re-signed running back Darren McFadden to a 1-year contract. The Pittsburgh Steelers released linebacker Lamar Woodley with a post-June 1st designation to save money under the salary cap. The Jaguars agreed to terms with former Denver Broncos guard Zane Beatles on a 5-year deal worth $30 million. Left tackle Jared Velhier and Arizona Cardinals agreed to a 5-year contract. Eugene Monroe is staying with the Baltimore Ravens, agreeing to a 5-year deal. The Denver Broncos revamped their defensive secondary, agreeing to a deal with Pro Bowl safety T.J. Ward. The Buffalo Bills re-signed kicker Dan Carpenter to a 4-year deal. And the New York Jets have re-signed kicker Nick Folk to a multi-year contract less than 2 weeks after placing the franchise tag on him. And in racing news, NASCAR already is making alterations to the new knockout qualifying format that they unveiled this year. 3 races into the Sprint Cup season, NASCAR has decided to ban cool-down laps during qualifying, and they'll start allowing teams to hook up cooling units to their engines on pit road. Drivers the last 2 weeks were slowing their cars to a crawl and then circling the track at slow speeds at the same time other drivers were speeding past during their qualifying attempts. Brian Vickers called it the most dangerous thing I've ever done in racing following last week's qualifying session at Las Vegas. That's Checkin' Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.